मस्त 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 मस्त
मस्त कलंदर तेरे दर ते मैं आवां ओते आके तमाला पावां तेरे दर ते मैं आवां ओते आके तमाला पावां दम 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 च वसदा मस्त कलंदर दम 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 च वसदा मस्त कलंदर
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले
जय हो जय हो
आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा
রজনী গো কেন আছো দূরে দূরে এসো না কাছে সরে আনন্দের বন্যা আনো একটু পরশ করে
সজনী গো কেন আছো দূরে দূরে তুমি এই ভাল গুনে যে
স্বপ্নেরই মায়া যায় গুনে যে দিন কোন গেছে কাল গুনে যে
কাছে এসে ভালোবেসে মুখ তোলো আর আমার রঙে রঙে জীবন ভরে দিল সে আমার স্বপ্ন যে সত্যি
calendar ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਸ਼ਹਬਾਜ਼ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮ 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 ਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Put your hands together and welcome to the stage, Lindisfarne.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
And lotus on the floor, belly dancing beauty with a power-driven soul. Had my share of nightmares, didn't think it'd be much more. In walked Rodney Garcia with Lady Eleanor. She tied my eyes in the ribbons of a silken ghostly thread. I gazed with troubled vision on an old four-poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head. Bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. All right, Lady Eleanor. I'm all right where I am. She gazed with a loving beauty like a mother to her son. Like living, dying, seeing, being all rolled into one. Then all at once I heard some music in my bones. Same old song I heard for years, reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. Thank you. towards me, licking lips with tongues of fire. A host of golden demons screaming lust and base desire. When it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're alive." But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
yourself in man's apparel, man's apparel, sheep baton. Then for to seek her own true love, for to seek him she has gone. The sergeant major stepped up to her, asking her what brought her there. I come in search of my
they'd not listen.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hello, I'm Meg Lee Chin, and when I'm in town, I like to listen to WRCT 88.3 FM.
All right, welcome everybody. I think we're sort of at a point where it makes sense to issue a reminder and go through the data that there is still no actual evidence that the COVID vaccines approved in the United States have caused even one death, even a single death. And I had people yesterday sending me links to the Joe Rogan Sanjay Gupta interview. I had links to articles based on Vayer's reporting, and it just is a good time to refresh what is actually known about the vaccines. Now, this is not a segment about the Russian vaccine. This is not a segment about the Chinese vaccine or what they have or haven't done. I just don't have data that I can look at that I could say with any certitude that is reliable data. I'm not saying anything one way or the other about those vaccines. I just want to be clear that if you're going to email me things about the Russian vaccine, I am doing a segment here specifically about the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines approved and available here in the United States. And on those, there is no clear evidence whatsoever that they have caused any deaths in the United States. Now, this is different than have any vaccinated people died of COVID. Last time, 2 months ago, I did a similar segment with the data we had until then. And people wrote to me and said, David, sir, actually, they didn't say sir, they were less polite. They said, David, you're lying. There are plenty of vaccinated people that have died. That's different. The question here is, have the vaccines caused deaths? A couple of weeks ago, we had a very detailed report from the CDC with the latest data on adverse reactions to the vaccine. Now, it's important to remember, just because someone submitted a report of a death caused by the vaccine to the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S, doesn't mean that someone actually died as a result of the vaccine. As the CDC reminds us, and I encourage you, go through this article. We're linking to this a CDC page. Adverse events described on this page have been reported to the VAERS system. VAERS accepts reports of any adverse event following vaccination. That doesn't even mean related to the vaccination. And we'll talk about that in a second. Also, remember that the FDA requires that healthcare providers report deaths that take place after COVID vaccination, even if the healthcare provider has no real reason to think that the death is related to the vaccine. It's just, it happened after the vaccine. Sometimes people die weeks after the vaccine, has nothing to do even with COVID, never mind the vaccine. It's still supposed to be reported and then evaluated. And again, anybody can submit such a report, as it says here. Reports of adverse events to VAERS following vaccination, including deaths, do not necessarily mean that a vaccine caused a health problem. So what has the CDC put out? And this is their latest report. It's a couple weeks old now, about vaccine reactions and adverse events. It's a matter of reading through these one by one and understanding them. First, anaphylaxis after COVID-19 vaccination. It's rare. It's occurred in 2 to 5 out of every million vaccinated people in the United States. Severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, can occur after any vaccination. If it occurs, vaccination providers can effectively and immediately treat the reaction. That's not unique to the COVID vaccine, and it is extraordinarily rare and treatable. Okay. Thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome after the J&J vaccine is rare.